uwa pali ya menti omu kuzogwe ikumina yibiri ngono ni Rwaito na libo Jacob Maxon Obothi ategeza aba kampali ya menti atichiri mumateka omu kulembe zoi wangiri ya Uganda okuba atenga yogera ku mu State of the Nation address eranga lage vya Uganda vya bangetu seku kuote kwa kusomo zebwa kuote ile kwa kuongiro galaga pali ya menti botia bweri jokuba atenga itambuza mwemirimo supika Jacob Obothi asabi aba kampali ya menti okuba atenga biwayo okula na amani era nga batyo batuukiriza ebyo abalonzi baibe bye baba basubiramu era ategeeza ati edde ensonga donadona n'omukulembeza James n'okuba ate nga adikoonaku Jacob Obothi ategeeziza nti paliamenti erikwenda okuba ate ng'esigala ku mulamwa era nga balingirira enkulaakulana eyeiwangi lya Uganda mudemu ku nsonga edibanga liri kwogerebwako.
We affirm our solid commitment to the realization of the government's tenfold growth strategy, our national economic blueprint designed to expand the country's GDP from roughly $50 billion to $500 billion by 2040. Honorable members, the State of the Nation address, which we eagerly await this afternoon, is particularly historic. It will be the first of five annual addresses of this kind by His Excellency the President. That will mark the start of each of the five sessions of the tenure of this Parliament.
Aingira Jacob Maxon Obothi enaiduisa wa kampale menti ntibaseino kwe kumechi mbecha Ebola erol vainuma ayaniriza His Excellence President we wangira Uganda Yoweri Kaguta Museveni okuba atenga yogera kweri parliamenti mu State of the Nation address mwaka kumibirabi na mukaga.
His Excellency the President, Article 1011 of the 1995 Constitution grants you the mandate to deliver to Parliament and to the nation at the beginning of each session of Parliament, your address on the State of the Nation. The House is greatly honored by your presence this afternoon. Honorable members, as we welcome His Excellency the President, I draw your attention to and urge you to abide by Rule 10 of the Rules of Procedure, which provides in Subrule 4A that the President, while occupying the chair of state, may make a presidential statement which shall be heard in silence and not followed by any comment or question. I now take my maiden and singular honor and privilege to invite you, Your Excellency, to address the nation.
Era wena omukulembeze w'ewangira Uganda webamweso okwogera ku State of the Nation address asabye abakulembeze okuva ku mitendera egy'endawulo okuba atinga bongera okula n'amaani kwotere kw'okulaga ensansaanya era yategeeza ati omwaka guno kwote kw'ekisamba kino basaine okuba atinga bakolera irala Uganda etuukiriza ebiruubirirwa eby'enkulaakulana. Pulezidenti ng'ali kwogera kweri paliamenti asanukire ino abana Uganda abeenigira mu kulonda era balonda NRM mu kalu akabonabona mwaka 2026 omukulembeze w'ewangira Uganda ategeeziza ati endogera gye yaleeta ekuba nti no more sleep oba obuteera mu kutenduka abana Uganda abandi bamugema bubi bati batandika okubikyusa ng'abandi balowooza nti eza abana Uganda kutenduka. Yakoba ati yategeeza ku nsonga y'okulwanyisa obugubuze ensonga y'abantu okuvaamu endoolo okuba ate nga bakola n'amaani kw'oteekwa okulwanyisa obukulembeze obubi n'obutakola bukalamu nga byona byona yabita mu bigambo ebyo.
During the presidential inauguration, I put forward a call of no more sleep. Some people are already distorting it as just no sleep. It is not just no sleep. It is no more sleep. And to clarify the message, I should add no more corruption, obskuzi, no more kongora, leaning on your hoe when others are digging. That's called okongora in our language. No more kugumaza, kuzia, diverting somebody's attention from the real target to a wrong target. No more to hinder, overburden us when we work and we are just sitting down. And no more politeness, non-performers who want leadership for their own ego and personal interests. This is the Xanja, no sleep.
President Yoweri Kaguta Museveni ategeeziza nti Uganda erikulingirira ino kuba kulembeze abayinza okuba atenga bakyusa ebitundu byaibwe okusinga kw'okweyendeza bonka era yalagira yategeeza nti n'empiya edibaire nga diweebwa abaami ab'emiruka okuba atenga balambula emirimu egy'endawulo nga bagula amafuta esente edo dirina okuba atenga ditolebwawo batandi koko lesobu gali.
When I hear leaders talking of allowances to reach their people and get them out of poverty, I almost get nausea. I feel like vomiting, if you don't know. When I look at you, the way you do things, I really feel very not pleased, but out of politeness, I've been keeping quiet. But now I'm telling you, even those who get government allowances do not go to the field. I hear that many just stay in Kampala. Another mistake is for leaders to give personal money to constituents. As you can see here, we had no money to give to anybody. Only money we had, even when we started getting our own salaries, was for bus transport. Most of the time, I would ride the bicycle from Kazo to Burunga, from Burunga to Akitura and back. The only fuel I needed was no fat on my body. So now you hear a problem. Muruka chief needs a motorcycle. Motorcycle for what? Let the Muruka chief ride a bicycle. I'm really sick and tired of that parasitism. And that's why I told you that this is Iksanja, no more sleep. Because I've been polite, talking, thinking that people will learn by example. No. This is the time to talk straight to everybody. Why should the Muruka chief have a motorcycle, fuel, money? Let him use a bicycle. It's better for him. He will live longer if he rides a bicycle. Even a Gombara chief, the Gombara is not so big. Why should we have fuel, all that? Work can't be done.